So yeah, the snow we've had across Kent has been very much what we expected. We had an area of low pressure that was just to the southeast of the UK, mainly over parts of Holland and Belgium, that was named Storm Darcy by the Dutch Met Service KNMI, and that brought quite frequent snow yesterday across much of Kent. In fact, we've seen 16 centimetres of accumulated snow at Manston, which is not far from the coast as well. So quite an unusual amount to get, given where they are based. But yeah, the snow was forecast to cause some disruption, and I think there was quite significant disruption, particularly across the east of Kent as we went through Sunday. And we've got further snow currently falling, so the snow is very dry snow, it's powdery snow. So a lot of people have said that it's blowing around quite a lot, and that's just because it's not really sticking to the surface very well. So some areas have got quite a bit of snow, but other areas you can see where it's piled up against like a brick wall or something because of the wind. So quite a variable amount of how much snow is physically lying on the ground from one place to another. So initially yesterday, Storm Darcy was bringing strong winds, but the storm itself is moving away from the UK, and now we've just got this bitter easterly wind. It's a polar continental air mass which is coming all the way from Siberia, and we've got strong winds across the whole of the country, and that's just making it feel absolutely biting out there. It's really cutting you when you step out the door. So that combined with powdery snow just allows the snow to blow around, and people probably see it whipping around a little bit and piling up, as I say, against brick walls that are, sort of sheltered from that wind. Temperatures are really struggling for the time of year. On the thermometer, it will say 0, 1 degrees at the very best, which is not going to cause any of that snow to melt. Add on the effect of that wind, and it's going to make it feel more like -5, -6 outside when you're stepping out the door. So, A, it's going to be feeling very, very cold, but also because where we've got snow on the ground, where it does get compacted from people walking over it and cars driving over it, it will cause there to be some ice, and that's going to be a problem through much of this week.